Hi, and welcome to the journey of a lifetime. This is the Crusaders and the Monoliths, and I will be your lover. Master, just your travel partner. In this series, you'll follow a scattered soul's journey through certain death. And back to life again. You will experience things a mere mortal can only dream about. For you will travel across oceans, see creatures, fight monsters, and achieve power. Follow this tarnished man around the globe as he tries to find himself. Allow this adventure to mold your life into the one you've always wanted. For this is a story about a mortal who broke free from the marionette strings around his life and reclaimed his soul. His body would no longer be manipulated by the darkness surrounding him, no longer afraid if his faith would wane and subside, and this legendary being would only need to believe in itself. Now this prodigy was set on exploring and exposing the secrets of this very world. This is what lies ahead. However, currently this legend is only but an inexperienced young man. An empty book, ready to have his pages filled. Afraid, unprepared, allowing others to live their lives through him. Followed by mysterious people, creatures, dark entities. He knew that his time was soon up. But it was at this moment the guru reached out to our tarnished man. And now his life would change forever.
Time is short, tarnished one. Ulurur will guide thee. Find it, and you will find yourself.
I knew what the guru said was true. I could feel a dark presence coming closer and closer every waking hour. Tickets booked. I went on the first flight to Port Douglas. And from there, I hiked on buses. I even forced myself upon trucks until I arrived in Alice Springs. As I arrive, I am met by a strange guide who tells me the awful truth.
Oi, mate. You going to Uluru? I hate to break it to you, but there ain't no tours today.
What? I barely have hours left. I could feel the dark entity. It was right on my tail.
No. Not like this.
But I knew what I had to do. I slowly realized that there was no other way. If I was going to find myself, I only needed myself. And so I did. I took my things, and I went straight into that night, exploring the desert, guided by the guru's words.
Three gruesome days passed with body, faith, and soul was tested. Horse, winds, blue sun, and dust until clothes were ripped apart. Stripping and exposing his pale skin towards the desert's extreme sunlight. How was he supposed to survive this?
Is this what the guru meant by finding myself? Going completely blind into the desert. Slowly fading away. As the sand eats away at my skin. I could feel it. Every grain of sand trying to bore its way into my skin. And the sunlight baking my exposed skin. My body, my life and soul being broken down into small fragments. Soon, nothing left. The guru told me that Uluru would guide me, not kill me. Had I been such a fool? Please, Uluru, I beg of you, hear me. I am no one. I have nothing. But please, take me.
I shall grant you the power of 1,000 suns if you find your true self. Search your soul, search the land, and become one with it. Only then will I bestow power to thee.
Uluru had now embraced him, and he would never be the same again. When he finally awoke, a man sat by his side, only dressed in a cloth. A stone necklace hung around his neck, and this young man had been born anew. A tarnished shell, ready to carry out Uluru's divine judgment.
The man gazes upon me with his black eyes and reaches for my hand. No, what are you doing? He grabs it, holds it firm, and my whole body becomes paralyzed, unable to move. Through the darkness in his eyes, I see the travels they have made, things they've seen. Endless battles. Struggles of a truly seasoned being filled with life. Now I realize what I have to do. The man slowly lets go of my hand and utter these words.
Take this dawn. It will glow the light, the past, tarnished one.
Then he stands up, flies away.
Incredible. The power that I can achieve. This is who I am now. Yes. A tarnished, broken down shell. Uluru had made me into something. And also bestowed me this stone. This magnificent relic. Uluru had saved me. Blessed me. Granted me a second chance. On the back of the stone, the inscription, the wall. I know what I have to do. I am going to the wall. Follow me on this journey to the wall and beyond. Use all these amazing things I've experienced and allow yourself to grow to even greater heights. I am here and I send this message to any lost soul trying to find back to their body. I am here and I will guide you back home.